Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play together.
No.
And they just...
I wouldn't have known that, though, right? Like, they looked... I was impressed. I was.
Well, the biggest question was how they're going to score. And I think... The glue to all of this is Curry, right?
Right.
He was their offense. So I thought otherwise it looked a little clunky. You know, they hit some big shots. You know, JK did enough. He had the transition bucket in overtime. I think what that lineup does, it's going to allow them to play big. Like, that's their biggest lineup they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Denver's a larger team, but Houston plays with two centers. OKC can play double big if they want to with Hardenstein and Holmgren with a couple 7-footers. So I think it's important that they test that lineup out and figure out if it's going to work long term, because that's the biggest. And whether it's Kuminga or when Moody's back, it could be him as well. But they're going to need, I think, a bigger lineup to match up with some of this, the beef, quite frankly, in the West. And the early return was great. You know, I think Curry was the one who basically led them on offense.
Yeah.
But defensively, they made things difficult. They got a couple stops when they needed to. They obviously forced the last one on Jokic, which would have won Denver the game. And outside of Aaron Gordon, who they kind of just let whatever he wanted to go, I thought they defended Murray pretty well. They didn't allow anybody else to get going. That's the other thing, too. It's like Denver shot 6-for-29 from three, non-Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
And if you're not letting them drain you from the perimeter, I think that is a lineup we could see out there more.
Well, and Evan, like, look at the free throw discrepancies yesterday. I mean, the Nuggets, you would think, were getting the line. They're the bigger team, right? Like, you look at the guys, Aaron Gordon. You look at Nikola Jokic. You look at these guys, the Jamal Murray. You think he'd get to the line, driving to the rack. 14 attempts. Where's the 25? Like, that's not something you're accustomed to seeing when you're playing that team from the Denver area. By the way, we're talking about that ending combination as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, live from the Laughing Monk Studios. This is what Steve Kerr, after the game, had to talk about it. He said, we never thought of that ending combination before.
We never even talked about that combination until tonight, but it just felt like the right thing to do. I mean, they were having their way with us throughout the game. They shot 54%, you know, Gordon with 50. I mean, we just couldn't stop them. So we felt like to win the game, we were going to have to, you know, get our best defensive lineup on the floor, our most athletic lineup, Yeah, obviously, Steph and Jimmy, you know, handled the offensive side of the ball, but we had a lot of guys step up and make big plays. Al knocking down shots, JK with the steal, the layup, the big rebound down the stretch. So, it was really fun to watch that group that's never played together close a game against one of the best teams in the league.
It was a really pleasant surprise last night, and it may not have been what they thought about heading into the game, but coming out of it, you're a lot more excited about the possibilities, right, of that closing lineup. And now, again, you mentioned it, Evan, the shooting with that one might bite you in the ass if Steph didn't have a heroic effort late in that game. I'll say this. The overtime did start with Kuminga smoking layups back-to-back. I was like, oh, boy, that doesn't make me feel very good. But the chef, thankfully, saved the day.
Yeah, and especially in the fourth quarter, it's like they scored 26 points, and the majority of that is from 30. Is that sustainable? No, but if that's a glimpse at what a playoff situation is going to look like, then maybe you do have some action. You know, I think everyone's trying to figure out just how good the Warriors can be and what the ceiling of this team is. And I think that's a lineup where I'm coming into the season and I'm looking at this team, and it's one of the few things we haven't seen before. Like, again, I think that right now this is the two game start is just a continuation of what they did last year, but Al Horford was your marquee acquisition, essentially, other than retaining Kuminga. So if Kuminga is going to play his role like he has the first two games, where he was more of a focal point against the Lakers, I think he was more of a tertiary option against Denver, but still played well, and you have Horford knocking down some shots, spreading the floor, at least throwing a body at someone like Jokic, you know, you start to kind of project a bit and say, all right, that's how we can match up against a team like Denver that is bigger, that on paper is younger, that is probably more athletic than you. You know, Kerr said it. We had to get athletes on the floor. And that was one part of last year's team that everybody had questions about is, well, they're old, they're not that athletic, and the one player that gives you a dynamic ability and athleticism is getting DNPs late in games, being Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
So if he's on the floor, it does look a lot different. You know, I thought they looked faster than Denver last night, and that's saying a lot for a team that's got four 35-year-olds in that finishing lineup.
Well, and I thought they played much more under control late in that game, and it definitely looked like the first game of the year for Denver in that everything was so frenetic. Like Jamal Murray, who's a champion in his own right, right? He is, when he is on, he is box office. He's really good. The question marks with Jamal Murray is going to be health. And again, you can say that for basically any NBA team. It's like, oh, they got to stay healthy. But for sure with Jamal Murray, but he was playing frenetic. Like, and I agree with you. And it's like, man, if Aaron Gordon's not going to touch the ball, that's a win for the Warriors on any offensive possession for the Denver Nuggets. Like, what are you doing? Give the ball to the guy that has barely missed this time. But hey, you know what? We'll take it if we're Warriors fans. We got Adam in Burbank that wants to join the conversation. Before we get to Adam, this is what Steve Kerr had to say as we're talking about that rotation. He was asked who the shooting guard is in that scenario.
You make the pick.
I was going to say Draymond, probably.
Jimmy or JK, I guess. Gotcha. Draymond's the four, Al's the five. But it doesn't matter, and that's kind of modern basketball, you know, positionless play, two-way play. If you can space the floor, this is why Al is just such an enormous addition for us. You know, the ability to put him on Jokic down the stretch and then also have him stretch the floor and make big shots. That's why he's the player he is.
Warriors fans, 888-957-9570. That overtime win over the Denver Nuggets, who many assume is the second-best team in the West, with the defending champs, Oklahoma City Thunder. Did that win last night change your expectations on what the ceiling could be for this season? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Adam, who's in Burbank. What's up, Adam? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. Just changing a little area from San Francisco to Burbank.
Yeah, you can get out of here, Adam. You weren't ready. Sorry. It's Burbank for you. He's probably in traffic, you know. I like the Burbank Airport. That's a nice one to fly into. It's very quiet. Quiet. I don't go to LAX.
Oh, down south?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, a little bit out there.
It's all right.
Look, I think, like, last night, that lineup, whether it's Kuminga, whether it's Moody, whoever you want to put in and pencil in as that shooting guard, so to speak, that Kerr is just, you know, wandering around, that's the kind of lineup that you can envision in a postseason series. And I think that's what was important about the way they closed last night is, like, they kind of figured it out. They never played together. And then Kerr went on to say it was suggested by Terry Stotts and Chris DeMarco, their assistant coaches, that maybe we should just try it. Because, again, they were just, like, they were getting hammered. I mean, they were getting, not necessarily blown out. I think they were down at most by 14 late in that second quarter, but they could not stop Denver offensively. And for the Warriors to score nearly 140 points, that to me is also a sign of this is a different team. Last year, before they got Jimmy, they were one of the worst teams to watch offensively. I mean, especially in the half court, too. They could not produce buckets consistently in a half court set. And this season already, again, it's been two games, but they look much more comfortable in those kinds of situations. And again, against a team in Denver that's, they just got walking buckets. Like, you give the ball to Jokic. Last night it was Gordon, but you're getting points on the majority of your possessions down. So for Golden State, to me, the question about that lineup is going to be how do they score? And I think they prove that while the majority of it is Steph, they have a few options with Butler could be at the free throw line. Horford could be hitting threes. Draymond hit a couple of big ones late. And then Kuminga, with his ability to challenge at the rim, you know, I think there's more space available to him, especially when Curry's shooting the lights out like that.
I think Jokic, I just keep going back to the performance he had. And again, if you just look, oh, he got a triple-double. If you just didn't watch the game, like, I thought he settled for just a lot of, I mean, 13 three-point attempts for a guy that big. I just thought he was settling. I thought the conditioning looked awful. Again, it's one game. He'll play himself into it. Like, he's not, you know, he's not Jonathan Kuminga with the body. He's not some of these chiseled Adonises. We know who Nikola Jokic is, all right? He's a fighting Serb. He's fighting bears in the offseason, all right? He's enjoying his meat and potatoes and riding on his horses, which is totally fine. The conditioning looked awful for him yesterday. I think that played a factor in his shot selection. I thought he got lazy at times. He was like, all right, I'm just bigger. I'm going to burrow into these people. I'm going to try to draw some fouls. And it wasn't working for him. And I thought it was a very disciplined defensive performance from the Warriors late in that game, not fouling. And I know David Adelman, the coach, was going nuts because he thought that final possession leading into overtime, he thought Jokic did get fouled when he was driving for the layup.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, he didn't. I mean, I think, and like,
the only one that was.
What ref is going to make that call?
Exactly. Well, the only one that was, I did think was a foul that they didn't call, and the guy played horrible all night, so you know what? Sorry, he didn't play well. Was when Cam Johnson did go up and they called it a block on Steph. I did think Steph kicked him on the bottom and had his arm on him, but again, you didn't have a good enough game, Cameron Johnson, quite frankly, for me to really care about that in that situation. I thought the refs were fine. I know a lot of people were booing and going nuts about it, but ultimately, they just let him play in that situation. I think that was the right no call, if you will. By the way, did you know we're doing a giveaway all week, Evan? I know you've been doing Steiny and Goo, but we've been doing a cool giveaway.
Have you guys been, about it.
Well, from 20th Century Studios, on October 24th, discover why critics are calling Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere an intelligent journey into the soul of an artist. Jeremy Allen White is the boss. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, only in theaters Friday, which, oh, is today. Get tickets now. And for your chance to win a $100 gift card plus two movie passes for a night out, listen, all this week, coming back from the 8 a.m. break, for this sounder,
I have seen Springsteen from the Meadowlands to Milano, Italy. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like a Springsteen show.
And when you hear that sounder, be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652, and you'll win, courtesy of 20th Century Studios. All right, what's coming up with the game is brought to you by Surfside. Magic is in Dallas. It's a great name. He wants to talk about Kuminga and Steph. 888-957-9570. Warriors fans, did that win last night over the Denver Nuggets change how you feel about the ceiling of this team going forward? Evan Giddings in for Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni. All that coming up. And by the way, the Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of syrup. Check that, sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
That's a national champion. That's someone that played in college for a few years. That is someone that came to the NBA, Evan, seasoned. And for a team that has the likes of Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, I almost said Brandon Podziemski, Stephen Curry, Al Horford.
Not a great game for Pods last
no,
night.
No, it was not. We haven't talked. We haven't uttered his name
not
once.
Not a great Pods game.
It was not. He, well, we're talking about Will Richard. Could Will Richard eat into some of those Pods minutes? It's early. It's two games in. But again, I don't know. It was hard for me not to watch Christian Brown last night. Again, albeit NBA champion. It was a poor game from him. I've seen good games from him in the past. What did he get, Evan? $100 plus million?
$125.
Same agent as Podziemski, right? And I think you're the one that tweeted it out.
Bill Duffy, yeah.
You know, hey, this is like a similar contract to what Pods might want after the season. Again, we're through two games. Pods didn't have a great performance. It's not the end of the world. They have to rely on this guy at some point this year. The youth, for sure, is going to play a factor with Podziemski, Kuminga, when Moody comes back, now Will Richard. It's just it's going to be very interesting. As we talked ad nauseum last year about Kuminga's contract situation, you know, at some point we're going to be talking about Podziemski in that regard. And I don't want it to be, oh, every game, oh, you can't pay this guy every game. This is why you can't pay him. It's not what we're saying right now. It's just the Will Richard, you know, after two games, him getting all these minutes. And when I say all these minutes, as a rookie getting 17, like, that's kind of a big deal. Like, that opens my eyes a little bit, does it not?
No, he's been good, but also when Moses Moody comes back, his role probably shrinks. And I think he'll still have a spot. You know, I kind of think he does a lot of the things that Gary Payton II does as far as cutting, knowing where to be. But and if he can shoot the three, I know he made his first one of his career last night, the one in transition, but if he can shoot the three, I think he's got a spot in this team because they also don't have just a ton of shooting and 3-and-D players. Like, I think Moses Moody is probably the most prototypical one. If Kuminga is hitting his threes, he can be that kind of player. But Buddy Hield is not. GP2 is a good defensive player, but is not a great shooter. Same for someone like Post, who can shoot, but he can't really defend. Horford, you could throw in there. They don't have a lot of guys who play both ways, I think. And so Will Richard, Look, he's a rookie, and I think the fact that he's contributing at all is a plus. But, you know, you would like to see some more, and I think that he's automatically earned his keep. Like, this is a guy who just understands exactly where to be at all times, and I think that's why it's so very clear why Steve Kerr likes him.
Evan and I go both ways when it comes to receiving calls or texts here at 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We're going to go to Magic in Dallas in just a second. But before I do that, I mean, this is major news. I said it last hour. I don't think I hyped it up enough, Evan. Like, we got something massive coming on November 6th. Is that Election Day, by the way? There's usually a Tuesday, right? So a couple days before that. I don't know. There's just a special election, all this stuff happening. But this is even bigger than that. It's the Warriors Summit. All right? It's back, baby. Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warriors season. We're going to do it a little different this time around, though. Just a little different, a little tweak. It's going to be 9 games into the season at this point. So we're going to be reacting to actual Warriors games that have already taken place, which adds another layer to the conversation. Willard and Dibs from 2 to 4. Then after that, all the hosts together, 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there. Going to see you there, Evan? Me hanging out?
I might have to work that night.
Oh, no. Are the Warriors playing that night?
No, I just have I got work after work.
Well, yeah. you're working hard. That's life right there, and I commend that. That's a guy right there that has, you know, aspirations. He's climbing the ladder, if you will.
One day at a time.
Will Richard of 95.7 The Game, Evan Giddings. Yeah, he's more established. JK?
You know what?
You know what?
I'll be whatever you need me to be.
I got nothing. Yeah, Magic in Dallas. What's up, Magic? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's nice to talk to you again. It's been a little while, but I just wanted to call in because, Kuminga looks like a different player. And I don't know if he's been humbled by the contract situation, but the passing and the IQ, it seems like he is kind of putting it together and doesn't need to, you know, ball hog in order to get what he needs to do. And then if he's able to step up and if Jimmy's able to step up and all these other guys and turn into the kind of that strength and numbers situation that we had 10 years ago, Steph doesn't have to overexert himself and end up, you know, he probably won't win MVP again. He's just too old for that. And we'll probably, you know, the things can happen, but it just, they look like a team that can be able to contend. And I wasn't sure if that was going to be the case, coming into this season. It just, with only picking up Horford, it just seemed like it wasn't enough. But with Jimmy really having a full offseason and being able to acclimate himself into the system, I think they look like they will be able to contend. And it's something that I didn't think that I was going to be able to say. And as I'm driving by American Airlines Arena right now, Dallas has nothing on us. So I look forward to this season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
That's Magic in Dallas. And again, it's early. We're through 2 games. You know, Cooper flags a bus, double-double only, but Wembanyama looked amazing. It is so early in the season. I remember, I think it was like November 5th or 6th of last year when the Warriors beat the defending champs Boston Celtics. And how are Warriors fans feeling at that time? Hey, we beat the champs, we could beat anyone, right? Oh my God, yeah, we just beat Jason Tatum. Oh my, like, things, like, can you just stack wins right now is where I'm at. If I'm a Warriors fan, stack the wins. It's great if it's against the Western Conference. It's even better if it's against the top dogs in the Western Conference, like last night against the Denver Nuggets. Stacking wins is so important for a team with the biggest question mark when it comes to health, quite frankly. When you have 3 of your star players 35 years of age or older, like, these games are so important early on in the season as the fatigue, Evan, starts to set in come January, come February, March, April. Like, you need these guys as fresh as possible. How do you do that? Well, you stack wins early when they are fresh.
Yeah, they went 12-3 to start last year.
They did.
And they followed that with a 3-12 15-game stretch.
Eesh.
So they fell back to .500 quick. Curry talked about it. He was saying, look, our bleep didn't stink. We were talking big. And then you got humbled real fast. 365 days later, it feels different. Because, number one, we saw a 30-game sample of it at the end of the regular season last year. I just believe there's more sustainability with this group than last year's team. And Magic brought up a big piece of it. And it is someone like Kuminga. I think Kuminga is representative of everyone falling in line so far. And this isn't just through two games. Like, we saw it in the preseason. We've heard about it before the year. Players understanding their roles. And I think that, with Jonathan, is the biggest thing we haven't seen enough of consistently. Him embracing his role, not as a guy who needs the ball all the time, as someone who can help you defend, as someone who can run the floor, as someone who, yeah, I mean, didn't have a ton of rebounds or assists last night, but you can just tell the effort and energy level is a lot higher than it was last year. Because when he didn't have the ball, when he wasn't scoring, you didn't get the other things. Last night was a game where he didn't have the greatest scoring night. I thought he let the game come to him. I thought he played well. Had a big defensive possession on someone like Jokic late. Had the late leak out in overtime. And had a nice finish. Like, those are the kinds of plays that need him to make consistently. And then a game like Game 1 against LA, where he's posting big numbers or bigger numbers. Might be a game like tonight, where Horford's not going to play, where Steph is going to be drained after 37 minutes, where Draymond is going to be a little hampered. Jimmy Butler. Like, these are the games tonight where Kuminga, okay, now we need you to go cook. But with Curry, with Butler, with all these guys on the floor, he is the third or fourth man. And it just feels like for the last couple of years, he's been fighting that. And again, it's two games, we'll see. But it looks early like he has embraced that aspect of this team. And I think he's symbolic of everyone else just figuring out where they fit in. That, to me, is why this team is sustainable, Spadone, as opposed to last year. Last year, they were playing like 12 guys in halves. Yeah. They were running a 13-14-man rotation. That's not sustainable because no one knows what their role is.
Buddy Hield was one of the best players in that run. Remember that?
He was their leading scorer for the first five games. Like, Steve Kerr was just puzzle-piecing victories together, and it looked good because they were winning games. But underneath the surface, there was no way that was going to last for 82 games. This team understands its roles far better, even just through two games, than last year's team did that started 12-3.
They're playing tonight, Portland, 7 o'clock tip right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors live starting at 6 with that man right there, Evan Giddings. He'll take all your calls after the game as well. I hate to go to the the DraftKings, but, you know, as things took place yesterday when it came to the league and the FBI and gambling and all that. But it did get me curious, as you painted the picture right there of this game tonight. Steph going to be a little bit tired. Overtime, Jimmy, Draymond, no Al Horford. Blazers, are we sleeping on this team with going all this crap that's going on, and they got an interim head coach and Tiago Splitter? Like, I looked at the line, it's Warriors on the road -1.5. I mean, that's almost like a pick 'em basically for when it comes to basketball terms. How would you look at this game tonight, Evan? Like, is this not a trap game per se? It is the back end of a back to back, but the Blazers, I'll say this, they pose problems because of their youth. Like, they can run with any team now. They'll give up a lot of points, but this is, you know, the Jonathan Kuminga, Pajemski, who had kind of a down game. I'm looking at Pods, Will Richard, some of these other guys to step up tonight. I'm not putting you in a bad spot, obviously, to handicap the game betting-wise. I don't want to get you in trouble as you're doing the pre and post on it. But I do find it curious how Vegas is putting this game, and I wonder where Warriors fans are at right now with this team after that win last night over the Denver Nuggets. You know, Magic and Dallas is saying, you know, I view this team as like a championship contender now because of that win. If you're feeling that way, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're not, conversely, if you're saying, nah, you got to keep stacking these wins, 888-957-9570. This is what the chef had to say, a.k.a. Stephen Curry, who dropped 42 last night in an overtime win on being up 2-0 now.
There's 80 games left, so you kind of understand you don't want to get too ahead of yourself, but building blocks on an understanding of how to win, the selflessness of a team that can have 8 or 9 guys in a closing lineup, realistically. I was telling somebody, I don't think that closing lineup, Al, Jimmy, Draymond, JK, and myself, had gotten any real reps in training camp. But when you understand who you're playing against and what it takes to win this particular game, the collective IQ and just toughness got us over the hump. So, great start. Haven't done anything yet, but we're building a winning mentality.
Do you hear how exhausted he sounds with the heavy breathing after the game?
Yeah, he'll be fresh as a daisy tonight in Portland. No doubt about it.
He was like, what is Danny Glover? I'm getting too old for this crap, right? Not crap, but that's kind of how I felt listening to Steph right there, the heavy breathing.
Also, with all due respect, the collective wisdom, the intelligence. Dude, your ridiculous shot-making is what got you over the top. You got a 34-footer to tie the game with seconds left in regulation. Like, I get that this is a smart basketball team, and on paper they are still, you know, one of the most savvy, veteran-laden, experienced championship groups, but it's like they go as 30 goes. That is what last night, and I think as anybody who's watched Warriors basketball understands, continues to prove. If Curry's playing at that level, the Warriors have a puncher's chance in any series, and that's what they were essentially stripped of last year when he went down against the Minnesota Timberwolves. If he goes down at any point this year, if he goes down in the playoffs, God forbid, they're cooked. Like, the Warriors go as Steph goes, and that's what makes a game like last night so enjoyable, because it's a reminder that despite him being 37 years old, this dude can still summon that level when he needs to. They were dead in the water, and he pulled a rabbit out of a hat. And it's not the first time. It's not the 18th time. It's the millionth time that he's done it. And so while I respect him trying to spread the praise around, they don't win that game if he doesn't just put the team on his back.
He's I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do.
I'm just going
to
do what Steph wants. It's a great call. Play it again. Just come on, give it to me again.
I'm just going
to
do what Steph wants me to do now.
Exactly. And that's just enjoy him and fire him up. And he was yelling at the crowd. He's like, hey, but are you not entertained? He was going Russell Crowe, Gladiator 1. Not 2. It was all right. But Gladiator 1.
I don't think he was in Gladiator 2.
No, he wasn't. But they've referenced him a bunch. Denzel was. Denzel was in that. Yeah.
He was. It wasn't bad.
There were sharks.
And it wasn't as good as Curry was last night.
No, he was not.
Sure.
By the way, if we're talking about, you said greatest show in sports still today, in no particular order, Steph Curry, Shohei Ohtani, Victor Wembanyama, right now, just recency bias. I mean, what that guy is doing on he's an alien out there, quite frankly. Am I missing anyone else still?
Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon, yeah, Aaron Gordon, well, sure. Why not last night?
No,
you know what?
I'm just
sure,
kidding.
Aaron Gordon.
Lamar Jackson. Okay, maybe not this year, but he's hurt, Spinone.
I'll put Mahomes, I guess. I'm just, we all do this, right? We're just so sick and tired of the Chiefs all the time. But you've got to put Mahomes. So when he is on and that offense is on, he is the Steph Curry of the NFL, they still call him, right? So I'll put him there. I know that I'm the soccer guy, but, I mean, Lionel Messi, he's leading the MLS. Say what you want about the MLS. The guy's like 37, 38 years old in goal scores. He's going to get the golden boot at 38.
No, he just had a hat trick. It was impressive.
He's impressive, man. It's awesome. Like, that guy is still box office to me. What Ronaldo is still doing. Again, I'm saying this to say these are the greatest players in the history of their sport, or in the conversation of the greatest players in either sport, albeit Victor Wembanyama has a long way to go. He is just a unicorn. Carlos Alcaraz, of course, your boy. Well, I'll throw him in there, too. Got to throw him
in
there.
Yeah, Alcaraz is pretty cool.
Joker's getting a little old, but I still like seeing him on the court.
Well, one of the guys you...
Sabalenka.
One of the guys you brought up does remind me that, starting tonight, we're all Canadian.
Wait, what?
We're all Canadian.
Wait, why?
It's Operation Beat the Dodgers.
What?
Anybody who loves the game of baseball wants to see them go down that isn't a Dodgers fan.
Wait.
No, no, no.
Wait.
The country is united for Canada beginning tonight.
Let's hear this, Spinone.
Wait, hold on. I know this station loves hating on their country, and that starts at 10 o'clock with Matt Steinmetz, and we'll have him on the crossover.
Good luck, buddy.
9:45 a.m. I know he'd rather move to Vancouver or, like, Dubai or something. But, you know, the Dodgers do play in America, people. And I get it. They're hated. They are hated. But your hatred runs so deep, you're taking the Maple Leaf? The Maple Leaf? Over our own red, white, and blue? Are you kidding me? No, can't be me.
George Springer's from Connecticut.
So?
I'm just saying, if you really want to pull that out, like, they're Americans on the Blue Jays. We need Toronto to take down LA in this series.
Why?
For the betterment of baseball. Well, it's just what it is.
Well, no, hold on. Isn't it for the betterment of baseball that the Dodgers are going out there spending, developing, doing all that? They're setting the tone of what an organization should be.
Yeah, they developed Ohtani, they developed Betts, they developed Freeman, they developed Snell, they developed Yamamoto. Do I need to keep going?
This is stupid.
Andy Páez. Kike Hernandez.
Kike Hernandez
has been maximized on the Dodgers. Didn't come up with them, but he's been maximized on that team.
Oh, my God.
Will Smith, come on. He's one of the best catchers in baseball. Show him some respect.
Sure.
All right?
No, the Blue Jays, they spend a lot of money, too. But I'm just saying, this is a series that I think the majority of people, in all seriousness, will not be rooting for the Dodgers.
Yeah, maybe. Last
year was different because it was Dodgers-Yankees, so it's, you know, the bigger banker is going to win.
Listen, I'm fine a losing argument there. I understand it. You defend any Dodger thing. And I don't really care who wins, quite frankly. I'm Rob Lowe. I have the baseball MLB cap. I'm a fan of the game, Evan, like you. I'm a fan. They're all my teams, quite frankly. I love all of them equally. But I'll say this, Shohei Ohtani, what he is doing right now, it is Stephen Curry levels of, oh my God, like I've never seen this before. It's like that kind of a player is like the only player you can compare to what Steph means to his sport. When he revolutionized the game of basketball with that three-point shot, not to say that everyone's going to start doing what Shohei is doing, pitching and hitting. Like these guys are just unicorns, man. And as I said earlier, just appreciate the greatness. I know Giants fans hate Shohei's guts. I get it. We may not see anything like this ever again. So I'm going to appreciate the greatness. Now you can root against. You can root. Yeah, you know what? That's fine. I love my country. I'm not ashamed to say it, by the way. I'm not ashamed like some of you other people say it. I don't know where this conversation went.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't know why it turned into
red, white, and blue.
I don't know. It turned into World War III.
No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah, World War Z.
No, look, dude, they're all unicorns. I mean, someone asked me the other day, they were like, who's the bigger unicorn? Wemby, Curry, Ohtani? It's like, the answer is yes. I don't know. They're all incredible in their own right.
Right.
But what Steph did again last night, but he's the one of all of those people. And you threw Mahomes in there, I think that's fair. Who should be out of his prime?
Yeah.
Who should not be still doing this? He's the one of the four, of the however many you want to put in that group, that should not be doing this.
You think he's still in his prime, Steph?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he can still summon it enough to remind me that this guy is still not someone to bet against. I know a lot of people last night that had money that wasn't on the Warriors. And every time you do...
Is Chauncey one of them?
Simmer. Maybe tonight. The one that...
Had to.
The one you cannot bet against in this league is 30. I think that's why, I think there's a GM poll that came out last week, or maybe it was a couple weeks ago. The one guy that everyone wants the ball in the hands of in clutch time, in crunch time, it's 30. Steph Curry is still the most lethal player in this game when given an opportunity to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. And again, it's a regular season game. It's the home opener. There's going to be plenty more games in which Steph shoots, he fails. Steph shoots, he succeeds. But he can do it enough still at this age that's why, if and when the Warriors get to the postseason, you cannot count them out. It is...
Hell no.
There's a lot of people that are going to be afraid to bet against the Warriors. And I think that he's the reason why.
I have not.
I understand Butler's
out.
There. Yeah. I know Kuminga's emerging. Horford's a great addition. Curry's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, last night they were dead in the water, down 7, 3:50 left. The Nuggets had to make one play. The Nuggets had to make maybe a free throw. Jokic had to make the final shot. Curry made every big play.
I thought Jokic was going to make it. He's done it so many times. Remember that buzzer beater? Yeah, that ridiculous three that went in. I thought he was going to lay that in. I did. I was like, man, that's going to be a brutal one. And it's going to be one of those games. And selfish.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm going to be honest, selfishly, as a guy that gets up very early, I was like, can this either be like an extremely great heartbreak or win so I can go to bed? Carter's nodding his head. Please no overtime for the love of God. Evan, you don't have to deal with that as much. But yeah, the 15 minutes, it does make a difference for the morning people. But again, being able to watch what Stephen Curry was able to do. And then Jimmy Butler hit the night-night shot. He did. He didn't hit the night-night celebration. Steph did a quick one again on his behalf. But Jimmy Butler, 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. He did miss the free throw though, Evan. Come on, you got to make those. If you want to beat the chef when it comes to the free throw percentage, because there's a bet going on, I guess, in that locker room, I guess you shouldn't use that term. Alleged. How about that? Alleged bet.
I'm sure they made the bet. That's how you know that these guys have irrational confidence, because Jimmy Butler even admitted it without admitting it. It's a dumb bet. That's a silly bet. Steph Curry is a career 90%+ free throw shooter. Jimmy Butler is around 84. Like, he is going to have to go 9 of 10, 10 of 11, every single game just to be in the conversation. Steph shot 93-3 from the free throw line last year. Jimmy Butler's not going to shoot better from the free throw line than him. That's a bad bet.
Okay,
so but he thinks he can do it,
yeah,
which, again, points to the irrational confidence of some of these athletes.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up, because I've been on this for a while when Jimmy Butler came here, and I understand there's a lot of trepidation, what took place in Miami, the disgruntled nature in his relationship with GM Pat Riley, what took place prior to that. He played on a bunch of teams, Bulls, T-Wolves, you know, Sixers. This is his fifth team. And there was a lot of people saying, man, I just don't know. We were laughing at Jimmy and Draymond, that tandem. We were calling them the suspendables. We thought it was going to be the combustibles. We thought it was going to be a bleep show. It's been anything but that, again, so far. But his ability, I think, to connect with the young players and, you know, take a guy like Jonathan Kuminga under his wing, and he's talked about it. Steve Kerr's talked about it. JK's talked about it. I just don't think we talked about that aspect of this enough, albeit, you know, everything in the summer was about the contract dispute, all of that. But that relationship right there could be the difference between this team you know, just being a playoff team and making it all the way back to an NBA Finals. I truly believe that. That relationship between Jimmy Butler and his ability to connect with Jonathan Kuminga and get him to buy into this team, like, we could be looking back and saying, man, that was the missing link right there. Like, that connection, that bridge, if you will. Are you buying that or not? Is that too much for you?
I think it's important for Kuminga, but there's no guarantee that he starts when Moses Moody comes back.
If he keeps playing well, though. If he keeps playing well.
No, he's gonna get run. You know, but again, his role is not his role without Moses Moody, he's shown is affirmed. But when Moody comes back, how does Kerr mix him in? You know, does he continue to give him the leash that he's been forced to without Moses?
Well, I'll say
I'm not sure.
Maybe we could both agree on this. He can make it Kerr's decision that much more difficult if he does keep playing well. It'll make it harder.
Yeah, because he's doing other things besides just scoring the basketball.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, that's the reason why Moses Moody plays, is because he defends, he runs. I don't think he's as, you know, athletic, clearly, and doesn't have the ability to rebound as well as someone like Kuminga when he's locked in. But I think that's why Kerr likes the Moody's. He likes the Richards. He likes the Pods. And Pods has not played well the first couple games so far. But by the way, he also stunk the beginning of last season, too. So yeah. Maybe he's
he
just
had some
a slow
injuries
starter.
Last year, too. He had the nose, right? The schnoz.
He was good when he came back from injury.
The abdominal, yeah.
But beforehand, he did not shoot the basketball very well whatsoever.
Yeah, and that was coming off the offseason where he was with the NBA Select team. They were practicing him, Trace Jackson Davis.
He was Cooper Flagg's favorite teammate.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, swear to God. No, Cooper Flagg said that? Cooper Flagg said, my favorite player to play with on the Select team was Brandon Pajemski.
Wow. And now he's playing with the likes of Klay Thompson and Anthony Davis.
And he'd rather play with Pods.
Well, actually, maybe I should have taken VJ Ebcom for, the Rookie of the Year.
It's one game. It's one game.
He's done. It's over.
No, Steiny's already claimed Edgecombe, so you can't have
him. Well, he claimed Connect last year, and look how that's turned out. Guys just
dropped him like a bad habit.
Rotting on the bench. I don't want to get
Yeah, there's a good point from the 415. Richard could eat into Moody's minutes the next couple months.
I'm saying.
He's a guy that, like, you know, you're talking about Kuminga has to force Kerr's hand. I think Will Richards, in his early appearances, he's making Kerr think twice next time he looks down that bench.
Did you hear what Steph had to say about Will Richard after the game? You want to hear it?
Play for me.
There you go.
There's something about, you know, winning players at whatever level. You know, he's a champion for a reason down there in Florida. We saw with LJ in the preseason, guys who played some significant high-stakes basketball in college. Like, that still matters. I know the league has gotten younger in the draft, but when you find a guy like that that just understands basketball, he sees the game really well. He's fearless. The lights aren't too bright for him, so he knows he's got a lot of, you know, growth ahead of him. But for him to make his presence felt like that, that jump ball, 50-50 ball, come down, hit a three, start talking, rebounds he got. Like, all that stuff matters because it lifts the whole group. So it was pretty special to watch him, you know, in preseason in these last two games do his thing.
I mean, that's the chef who dropped 42 last night in an overtime win to put his team up 2-0, talking about the Rook, Will Richard. That was his longest response of the night, waxing poetically about that guy. And if you got, you know, Steph's approval, yeah, you got to get the head coaches. The next best thing, though, is Stephen Curry's, and that actually might be the ultimate approval if I get a guy like Steph to say, yeah, thumbs up. There's certain players, if they give you the thumbs up approval, you're set. And if it's Steph, Will Richard, the rest of your life, you're like, oh, yeah, Steph thinks I'm like a legit champion already, and I'm a championship type of player. That's all I need. That's a confidence booster. That's honestly, that's an example of leadership after a game, too. After the game that you had, to take 50 seconds out of your time to talk about Will Richard, a guy who had 17 minutes, 2 of 5. He did make the 3-point shot, 1 of 4, 6 points, a couple of assists. He had a steal. Like, it's going to be kind of on the back burner of things that happened. But Steph, to his credit, went out of his way to wax poetically about the Rook. That's leadership right there. It is.
Well, he also knows what kind of impacts that's going to have on Richard. You know, not just Steph Curry waxing poetically, but when Guru and I talked to him after he was drafted, he told us that Steph was his favorite player growing up. Like, to hear your favorite player that you're now playing with talk about your game and your impact that can only improve your confidence moving forward. And does it mean that Will Richard is going to play 25 minutes a game and shoot 45% from three? No. But it just encourages him that the work that he's done that has already helped the Warriors to a 2-0 start in some ways, that's like you're on the right track. And Will Richard's a guy that, look, is I think his first year at Florida, he shot close to 40% from three. He's a guy that was a transfer, played 3 years, national champion, obviously. Like, he's fit in every single role that he's had, whether it's as a scorer, a secondary guy. And without Moody, you know, Kuminga has played well, obviously, too. But Will Richard might be one of their better point-of-attack defenders. I think that's the reason why he plays as well. Plays a little bit bigger than his frame. And he's just a guy that, again, I think Warriors fans can wrap their arms around because Warriors fans have watched so many players that have come in and contributed to winning early in their careers. You know, guys that have helped those championship teams immediately. And they recognize guys that are winners or guys that can make winning plays. And so for Will Richard to step in and do it right off the bat, like, he's a second-round rookie. He's the 52nd pick. Guys are not supposed to be able to do that. And so it's encouraging, and I think that something like that for Will Richard is probably going to make him feel even better moving forward.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. That's the voice of Evan Giddings filling in for Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni, almost halfway home here on a payday Friday. Let's go to Devin, who's in Portland. Hey, Devin, you going to the game tonight?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Not a baby.
You're a Warriors fan, yeah. I'm assuming, right?
Warriors fan, yeah. Matter of fact, you know, thanks for having us on. I'm here with my brother and my son. My son came down with a case of basketball fever today, and we decided to hop on a plane and go catch the Warriors, take on the Trailblazers.
Awesome, man. What are you excited to watch tonight? Tiago Splitter, interim head coach on the sideline?
So that's definitely an interesting story on the way up here to see unfold. But, man, I'm interested in seeing Curry, Butler, and the whole gang, but I'm a little worried that they might be a little tuckered out. Any word on if they're going to be playing tonight?
No word on that yet. We know there's not going to be any Al Horford. Steve Kerr said that on Willard and Dibbs with his weekly interview a couple days ago. No Al Horford tonight, as he hasn't played in back-to-backs really for the last few seasons with the Boston Celtics. So no Al Horford, but, you know, I would assume, you know, they're going to be trying to hopefully have the minutes, you know, allocated as well as you can with some of the old guys. But, hey, if they're good to suit up, they're good to suit up. They're going to play. I mean, let's also be honest here. It is game three. It's not like it's game, you know, 70, and this is the back end of back-to-back after a grueling road trip. You're flying up. How long does it take to get to Portland? Like an hour? If that, like, come on. It shouldn't be that difficult, albeit listening to Curry after the game as we've been playing the things, Evan, that guy's exhausted, it sounds like.
Well, and also, he's a little tired. By the way, if you got some time, stop over on Sandy. Voodoo Donuts is right over there. It's a really good spot.
Yeah.
And then upwards, I think on the east side in Portland, Northeast Broadway has a lot of really cool shops over there.
Big Portland
guy?
Not raining.
I love Portland. Yeah. I went to college in Salem and worked. Actually, my first job in radio was in Portland.
Really?
So got a lot of love for the Rose City.
Nice. Yeah. Where'd you go to college? Let people know again.
Willamette University. You don't have to Google it.
It's D what?
D3.
D3? You and Steiner?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't play basketball, though. I played baseball.
Oh, much cooler.
Yeah. Well, no.
Starter? Bullpen? What are we doing?
I came out of the I started a couple games, but I mainly came out of the pen.
All right.
Yeah, it was not great. But Portland. On
Mariano Rivera of Portland.
Not even close. No, what would I be like? This year, maybe like the Ryan Walker. Just gave up a lot of late hits.
Oh, no.
But the east side of Portland, especially near the Moda, if it's not raining too bad, has a lot of really cool places you can walk around and check out. So if you haven't been up there, I know you just said they got basketball fever, flew up for the day. Spend a little bit of time over there. It's really, really nice and a lot of cool neighborhoods.
Looks like there is a 70% chance of rain starting at 5 o'clock.
Sounds like the Pacific Northwest.
There you go. I love rain, though, personally. Like I cannot get enough of it. People hate it. People love it. I love it, and it's going to be raining season soon as winter is coming. Shout out Eddard Stark of Game of Thrones.
There is a big difference. How much time do we have left?
We got like a couple minutes before the injury report.
There's a big difference between rain in the Pacific Northwest and rain in California. Pacific Northwest rain is ever present for about 6 months a year, And it really just taps you on the shoulder. It lets you know that it's around. But rain in California wants to break into your home. Rain in California is like a burglar. It is not nice. It is unkind.
It's knocking on your door like the FBI at 5 in the morning?
Yeah. Okay. It's basically it's Cash Patel.
It's Cash Patel.
Cash Patel is California rain.
Catch me out one time.
California rain. Pacific Northwest rain is far nicer. It'd be like local PD softly banging at your door saying, hey, buddy, you need to come downtown. Oh, they're not going to bring the battering ram right to your doorstep.
That's a great cop. That's a great, yeah. I've never thought about it like that. The atmospheric rivers. I feel like, how many atmospheric rivers have we had the last couple raining seasons? Like,
well,
three?
There was one a few days ago. I read that apparently we got enough rain for the entire month day.
Hey, we needed it.
That's what every Californian says.
Hey, we needed it.
We need the rain.
It's also like when you become like a dad or like an old man or like an old parent. And he's like, boy, did we need this rain, right? You're just like waiting at the checkout line at Safeway or something. God, look at that rain. Yeah, we sure needed it, though. That's when I really knew. I was like, man, I'm becoming my father. I love you. Love you, Bob Spadoni. We got the injury report. You got the injury report ready back there, Zach? You ready to hit it? Let's hit it. Let's go.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right. We mentioned this guy. Moses Moody missed his second straight game to start the season with a lingering calf injury, but the hope is he will not be absent much longer. Head coach Steve Kerr said he is hopeful Moody will return to the court tonight when the Warriors take on the Blazers in Portland. Is that true? Is that in return tonight? Moses Moody, potentially?
He's supposed to, yes.
Okay. That's good.
Something
news
to keep an eye on.
Something to keep an eye on. Talking about minute allocation, you know, as we have known here in the Bay Area in particular, Cavs, very tricky. Not talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers, like Cavs, Christian McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw, Evan Durant. Sensing a theme here. Got to be very, very careful with these. So hopefully they can ease Moses back into it. And talking about the minutes, hey, you know, Will Richard. Opportunities. Jonathan Kuminga, keep taking advantage of your opportunities. Pods, not great the first two games. Can he have a breakout performance tonight? Tip off 7 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. And the injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. All right, coming up on the other side. I mean, right out of the gate, right on the other side, you got to be locked in. Your chance to win a $100 gift card and Bruce Springsteen movie passes coming up right on the other side. It's Evan Giddings. It's Joe Spadoni. It's the Morning Roast. Halfway home here on a payday. I do want to get in to the San Francisco 49ers at some point, Evan, because they do have a massive game this Sunday. And there are a lot of interesting layers in this game.
Every next game is the biggest game.
D'Amico Ryans, former DC here in San Francisco, now head coach, obviously, in Houston. CJ Stroud, is he regressing? Are they going to pay this guy? There's a quarterback conversation. Brock Purdy looking a little bit better in practice. The mobility, I've been seeing the videos.
He ain't playing.
He's not.
He should be on the injury report.
Really? Wow. I want to get your thoughts on that. Plus, at some point, you mentioned you're a D3 baseball player. You played collegiately. What do you think about the hiring of Tony Vitello as a San Francisco Giants manager? No, seriously, at some point I want to ask you about it. Because, okay. Seriously, I do. And that's going to come up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.